It doesn't really annoy you that much.
The advocate prosecutor comes out. It's like, says here you went down on him in a theater.
Get the cunt child out of the room. He doesn't even hear this.
Yeah. We are back. It's the podcast. It's a comedy podcast, truly. Mm. But it's a movie-themed comedy podcast where we... it's kind of like a book club. Dennis, how would you describe this podcast?
Some kind of Netflix book club.
Oh, that's not what that's
like
not how
Netflix
I would have said it.
It's like a Netflix book club.
It's not how I would have said it.
Remember in Hot Tub Time Machine? He turns to the camera, he writes down the lines, he goes, some kind of Hot Tub Time Machine. We talk about movies, we're stand-up comedians. Don't call it a review. It's Netflix book club, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't call it a review.
At Netflix book club podcast on Instagram. Follow to see the whole schedule for April?
Yeah, it's up there.
It's up there.
The month of April has begun. And this is episode 200. You would think that we'd have a title.
Oh, I forgot the poppers. I had confetti and shit.
You would think we'd have a title for this podcast.
We do. It's Netflix Book Club. Why do you keep skirting that?
Anniversary.
It ain't going
to
be.
We're not changing that name until we have to, Mike.
And I think it's coming.
Introduce the guest, goddammit.
We have a guest. It's episode 200, and we're so freaking happy to have him back. It's Will Purpura, everybody.
Hey, book club heads. Right? Is that what do you call the fans?
BBC, NBCs?
NBC.
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 NBC. I'm an NBC.
Perfect.
Oh, Will, do you feel good about being on for episode 200? That's kind of cool, right?
When I got the text, I was like, I must be dreaming.
I think a
repeat guest?
I must be dreaming.
I mean, I was so stoked.
Because you were at the time. You dreamt it, and then it became a reality.
You know, I manifest things, and the vision board that I have in my house is just the two of you. The two of you guys, the two of your headshots. And I'm like, can I get on a second time?
And it's working. It works.
That's right. We had you on not too long ago for the episode for Spaceman, the Adam Sandler Netflix original. Go check that out if you care to.
Fastest returning guest probably, right? What is that?
Wow.
Three episodes
it's pretty
ago?
Close, probably.
It's pretty recent, right?
Call Guinness.
Yeah, because we had some complaints. We got a few emails. You know what the people were saying?
What were they saying?
Not enough Purpura.
They want more Purpura.
Oh, more Purpura per episode. Por favor.
So my multiple email accounts were where I just kept emailing like, get this guy back.
I don't know how you managed to make the email look like a cut and paste magazine job, but it worked. We weren't going to be able to follow it anyway.
Mm. Yeah, I thought they were weird. They were all from Hotmail. I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
AOL.com and what are some other old Ask Jeeves? I didn't even know they made emails.
At Ask Jeeves.
What's the deal when someone has their name at like Will Purpura at MikeTui.com or .com? Like, you know what I'm saying?
A person's name at another person's name.
Yeah, like it'd be like mike@tui.com.
Oh, yeah. How did they get that deal?
Yeah, what's that about?
I want that deal.
That didn't catch on, though, whoever did that.
No.
You never run into these people with the email?
I don't do a lot of email. I'm more of a DM on Instagram guy. That's where I'm getting my business done, you know? Wow.
I just write it down on a post-it, smack it on the side of the door.
I like to handwrite a note, take a picture, make a PDF, attach it to an email, shove it up my ass.
That's an email. That's email talk.
Yeah. Fire it out. So we had you on for Spaceman, and you know, that was kind of... You know, we didn't realize how such a highbrow movie, I'm not going to say critic, but you could fool me, you know what I mean? So we had to have you on for something a little bit better, something we assumed to be better. Mm. Mike, what did we watch?
It was an Oscar nominated. You said you watched all the Oscar movies.
That's right.
We didn't realize, what is the word?
It won the Palm Tree Door over at Cannes.
A cinephile.
Over at Cannes.
I wouldn't want to be called a cinephile.
Yeah, cinephile.
Cinephile sounds dirty.
You know what it sounds like. You know what it sounds like.
You dirty cinephile.
Now, believe it or not, I saw this movie in the theater.
I thought you were about to say
my God.
I saw it at Cannes.
Holy shit.
And I voted for it. I was the grand jury and the judge.
You watched this in a theater?
I went to a theater.
Wow.
Said, pipe down. I'm trying to watch the movie.
Did you have to?
No, it was just be my lonesome.
Yeah.
You were the only one in the theater?
I think there were a couple of other people.
I don't see Will as being the guy who's going to tell someone to pipe down.
I bet he would in a movie theater. It's a sacred space. Will knows it.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
There's a lot of people tarnish his moment, you know?
It's church for some people.
That's right.
Me.
Wow. Well, good for you. Good on you. This was not on my radar until it was like being spoken about as a... candidate or whatever. I didn't look it up. Did it win any Oscars?
Yes.
What did it win?
Maybe. I don't know. I second guessed when I saw Dennis's look.
Which one? I didn't even know what I was expressing.
Well, I know it was nominated, but did it win?
I think it won screenplay. I think it went best original screenplay.
I could see that. I could see that.
Dialogue heavy movie.
That makes sense. Okay.
Soderbergh.
The Anatomy.
Is that correct? Is that the right guy?
The Anatomy of a Fall, folks. Yes.
The Anatomy of a Fall.
That's the movie.
Anyone got any alternate titles? I got one.
Okay.
The Fall is Coming from Inside the House.
Oh. Wow. That's good. That is good.
Delightful.
That is good, dude. That should be the title of this film.
Yes.
The Fall is Coming,
from Inside the House.
That's great.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Get someone on the phone. Hollywood.
I thought it was all right. I didn't think it was. Thanks, guys.
Can we get a French Hollywood on the line?
Can we remake this in all English? And call it The Fall is Coming. Le Fall is in le feu. I don't know how to fake French.
Who plays the prosecutor? If we're doing this in English, if we're doing this again,
we're recasting this with people Americans would actually recognize.
Yes.
First of all, I appreciated that I did not. I don't know if these are famous European actors, but I appreciated that I did not recognize anyone in this film.
No one.
I didn't know.
I thought I recognized the lawyer friend for the lady for Sandra.
The lawyer.
Yeah, the lawyer. He reminded me. I thought he was at first, but he wasn't. I thought he was the fox from Ocean's 12. You remember that guy?
No.
He's like Italian.
Okay.
All of Europe sounds the same to me if it's not like English, Scottish, or Irish. You know what I mean?
Yes, kind of. To some extent.
Who do we cast? Who do we cast as the lawyer?
Yeah, who's the prosecutor? Because I love that character.
Yeah.
When he was on screen, I was just like, I was so like, what's the word? I don't know. I was so into everything he was saying. He was intense.
Who was Uncle Jesse in Full House? What's that actor?
Stamos?
Oh, Stamos.
No way.
Stamos needs a comeback.
No.
He does.
I'm going to Quentin Tarantino. No. Yes. Fucking prop him.
That's a Tarantino.
I don't think this
comeback.
Is right.
Yeah.
Who was the guy who came in?
I'm going by hair.
But he had no hair, the prosecutor.
Oh, he's bald.
Oh, you're talking about the guy. Oh,
the guy dressed like Santa Claus.
The opposing prosecutor.
He was dressed like Santa.
Yeah, the defendant is the defendant.
Prosecutor just means lawyer to me. That's
prosecutor is the one working for the state.
Don't get all legal on me.
These are normal things.
Dude, how about the rubs though? Right.
He was just like good. Santa Claus.
Practicing law must be so much more fun in Europe.
Oh my God.
Who's the guy? Who's the actor who he came into the office late?
Ewan McGregor, by the way, that's who plays him in the American version.
There's a guy.
No, I'm going by hair again. No, I'm just going
Spader.
By
Spader. I think Spader.
Spader
could play
I think
him.
He would have played a cool prosecutor. Anyway, I thought the prosecutor was great, but now I'm realizing too he only ever spoke French, and he spoke like to me what sounds like proper French.
Yeah.
So I'm reading the whole time. So
what
maybe that's
cool
why I was.
Lawyer he was though,
maybe
right?
That's why I was so intensely looking.
I'm happy you brought him up right away because he was probably my favorite character. Not character, but like I was most enthralled with him.
No,
because
without him, everyone, you know, it's no. He stands out in this movie.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I'm almost surprised we never see him outside of the courtroom.
That would have been nice.
Almost. Yeah.
Nice little, what do you need to
nice
see?
Nice little scene.
Like a post-credit scene. Ready?
Yes.
Him at the urinal with the kid next to him. This is not evidence.
Oh, le
petit. Circumstantial at best.
Like a post-credit scene, like the prosecutor wakes up and he like brushes his teeth and he sits down to oatmeal and then like Sandra just like casino kills him, gun to the head over his cereal, you know what I mean? Mm. And just like, oh, she is a monster. Like we finally get confirmation for anything in this film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
That's what you
when
just...
When did it sink in that you're like, oh, we're not going to get an answer? Did you know we weren't going to get an answer by the vibe of the movie the whole time? I didn't know until she laid down with the dog.
Yeah, that's how I felt,
credits
too.
Rolled and I said, okay.
No, that's how good the dialogue the whole film was, that you're waiting even in the last scene, like,
even
is this dog going to come in with an axe in its mouth?
Yes.
It's like, it's the murder weapon!
Yeah, he's going to come in with, like, a severed hand.
Yeah.
He wasn't even missing a hand. The dog did it.
That would have been a great acting. Yeah.
If we could talk about the dog just for a moment.
Oh, my God.
Best actor in the movie.
Best actor in any movie I've ever seen.
Yes.
I've never seen a dog. How did the dog play sick?
I think they actually drugged him. I think they drugged
him.
He went to the Oscars.
The
dog was at the Oscars.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, they brought him to the Oscars.
They should have given him a special Oscar.
He was.
Are you serious, Mike?
Yeah, he was at the Oscars.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
He had a dress on. No.
They almost they almost didn't let the dog at the Oscars because they thought that would sway the vote.
He refused to wear a mask.
He's a denier.
He's a right wing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Forget the kind of dog that is. No, but that dog was like very, very good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it kind of, it sounds dumb, but like, that dog knew what it was doing.
That dog was excellently trained. Yeah. Well, I guess it, I mean, even for a trained movie dog, for lack of a better term, this also has to be a trained dog who is believable to be like a child's helper, too. Because that dog was more than just a pet. It was almost like a
friend.
Family member. Friend. Never thought I would have heard a steel drum version of 50 Cent's P.I.M.P. In this movie and in the first like 5 minutes.
And 11 times by the time it's over.
I had that song on my Spotify playlist before the opening. Mike's making a face right now. Before
I was burping.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like rolling your eyes. No. Like, here he goes. He loves his steel drums.
Just a little gassy.
No, I was like, I heard that song. And I was really like, that is a song you play on repeat on blast while you're doing housework. You know what I mean? I don't know if to anger your wife or not.
It's definitely when the movie starts out and that comes on, it comes in very
jarring.
It's intrusive, right?
Yeah.
Setting that calm.
You think there's any meaning behind the song? That being the song in the movie,
like they kind of mention it, the misogynist thing.
Kind of, yeah. They touch
but
on
what
it.
What a good line then with the from the defendant, the female defendant lawyer. She's like, "It's an instrumental version."
That was a very. Funny.
I was like,
that
was funny. Yeah,
that is good.
Yeah,
but it's steel drums, which is Jamaican music, a notoriously misogynist nation and culture. Case dismissed.
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed. Case dismissed. I'm not speaking out of school. You both gave me a look there.
Well, how about this? There's
these
no. There's never.
At me like that.
There's never any like for a procedural. It's hard to call it that, but that's what it is. But like, there's no talk of motive. They mention very briefly murder weapon, just that it could easily be disposed of, and it's like not that easily. They're up in a mountain. Where is it? So usually these are things that drive the case: the murder weapon, motive. And then no closing arguments from either side. Mm. So those are things that usually, these are like the big moments
in the
court
scene. The judicial system was like on full blast in this movie. And it was kind of fascinating. And how they did things. Like, I feel like, and now this is also touching on the dramatization of American judicial system.
American?
Huh?
You said American.
Yeah. The point I'm about to get to is, in media, we always see in movies like the American court system, it's like, order in the court, it's chaos. You know what I mean? People are yelling, shouting over each other and stuff. This was so like European in the sense where it's like I say something and then someone else says something without being prompted or interrupting anybody, and then someone else responds. I look at somebody. Like the manners and etiquette are like no one's really speaking out of turn. Even the rare times where the judge is like kind of putting her foot down, she's like, I'll allow it, but like hurry it up. Like get to what you're doing. Don't abuse this privilege, kind of. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was seems better than the United States judicial
system. I think
system.
That's pretty close to how it is over there, though. It's like the jury.
Oh, yeah. I think
and
this
I,
was.
They didn't do this, but I wonder if the jury could ask questions or do they go to the judge?
Do they do that?
Because
it
just seemed as if almost anyone could, if they wanted to, say something. It didn't happen, but I don't know. I was just curious. Because there's
it seems
obviously.
Like almost
differences.
Open to the public, too, right?
Except for when the kids spoke, they emptied it out.
Yeah.
So the scene when she brings the child in, the judge, and she goes, listen, it's going to get personal or whatever. And the fact that, and this I took as like very French versus American, where the judge listened to the kid's arguments and said, okay.
All right, that's what you want.
I respect you enough, even though the age.
Yeah.
That was very interesting.
If it was an American judge, he'd let the kid talk, and while the kid was talking, he'd do this in front of his face, wave his hand. Snapping his fingers. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Flick his forehead. I'm the judge, stupid. Your dad is dead.
You're grounded. It's like, what? 30 days in your bedroom.
The kids are great, too. I mean,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Was he, how did they achieve the eyes, or is that kid actually?
I just assumed
I
he had like contact lenses. In.
Yeah. Contact lenses?
Yeah.
See, I can never do that. Not that anyone's asking me to. I don't put contact lenses in for a role in a movie.
No.
I don't know how people do it on the daily. You don't wear contacts, do you?
Do you have 20/20 vision? All your
probably
life.
Not. I got like 10/20.
Oh, okay.
I just struggle, just white knuckling it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can they see us? Man, we're good. The sun did just go down.
I did turn the camera on. I could see the shadows.
Right.
So I'm just trying to listen. We're never gonna put this out anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm kidding. It's coming.
Mike can see the shadows. He can see the future. What were you saying there?
I had a thought about the kids' testimony, but that's far ahead. Are we? Is it?
Oh,
over here.
Jump around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the kids' testimony.
You can adjust it too.
Okay, well, this gets better and better.
Yeah, yeah.
The perks keep coming.
Next episode, we're going to turn it on.
All right, start time, third time. We'll
start from the top. Start from the top.
Okay, so Netflix book club. The kid's testimony when he's telling the story.
Yes.
About his dad.
Oh, yeah.
The metaphor. Is that what you were talking about before, or this is a different thing?
Before just right now,
I'm like five seconds ago.
I was talking about when the judge brings him in a sidebar.
Oh, yes.
And
okay.
Goes, I don't know if you want to be exposed to what's about to happen.
Oh.
And the kid's like, listen, I'm already hurt. My dad's already dead. You take me out of here, it's going to be my... He says, I'm going to be obsessed to find out exactly what happened. And I will find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay. And she accepts it. I just thought, like, in America, that would I don't think it would go down that way.
Yeah.
I just feel like if there was a determination, either would be anyone could be in there, or the judge just goes, no.
Right.
And it was weird. They listen to the kid. The kid's like, I want a robe. I want a gavel.
Yeah. Right.
Objection.
I want nights and weekends off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't drinking any wine.
I was... I thought this was going to be a good movie. I didn't know a lot going in. I knew it was... I knew that the title was kind of on the nose, like there wasn't some sort of metaphor to... I mean, there is a metaphor to the movie, obviously, Anatomy of a Fall, Anatomy of a Failing Marriage, Anatomy of Falling Out with Your... All there's a lot of double, triple, whatever. But I knew it was about somebody falling and, like, what happened? How did it exactly happen? And just so simple of a premise of a film done so well. Like, I was really... I watched this in two sessions. And in between...
I was going to ask if anybody took, like, an intermission, just because it's 2 hours and 31 minutes.
It's a little long.
And it's so much talking.
But it's gripping, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, 100%. I could have watched it all the way through, but I'm happy I took an overnight break. And I was, like, I was already talking to people about it before I was done with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not usually huge on courtroom stuff. I like a good mystery, you know? This movie, the entire time, you're kind of getting your footing. And you're still getting new information, even 20 minutes left of the movie. This kid's recalling a conversation he had with his dad in the car, and you know, after he recalls it, you go, is that real? Is that invented? Is that, you know, it's by the end of the movie you still don't know what to believe.
I do at now. I've watched it twice.
Really?
I watched it twice because there's a lot of dialogue.
Well, I watched it three times.
Well, and not for nothing, I mean, I know how to read, but I just wanted I wanted to see it again because it happens kind of fast, you know.
Yeah.
And I felt like I didn't miss too much, but there was a couple of things I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what was said there or what, you know, what happened, especially in the opening scene when the music's on so loud.
Yeah.
I wanted to go back and I was like, what were the two women actually saying? Because there's no subtitles then,
right?
And I just want to, you know, so there was a couple of things like that I wanted to hear.
It's also definitely one of those movies where by the time you see the ending, you go, well, now I at least want to watch the opening scene again because it's so important.
Right.
And you have all this new information. And I mean, even just the ball bouncing down the stairs and the dog, you start to go, that fucking ball, was that out in the... And then you're like, well, the kid was throwing the ball. And it's like, was it the same ball? Where do you guys fall? I want opinions. You got to have an opinion. I know the movie's meant to be wide open, but what do you think, though?
I think I fall right on the shed, crack my head open, just like this guy did.
You think you would?
Or do you mean... Oh, you meant something. I think I'm
falling. How would you fall?
What do you think, Will?
What do I think happened?
Yeah.
I don't think that she did it.
Yeah, I don't think she did.
I don't think
it
she did.
Oh, we're all in agreement.
I
think
agreement.
It's suicide.
Yeah, I think
I believe the kid.
I don't even think it was suicide.
It might have been
I think
accident.
It was like a freak accident.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy shit happens. I'm not saying he did step on the ball, but like, and I know he had to be out that window far. I just think it was one of those crazy perfect accidents where, like, if you saw it on video, you know, you with the internet, you see a video. Did you see the video of the guy dropping a 2 liter of Coke and it bounces perfectly onto the shelf?
Mm-hmm. No,
you've seen it. It's a video that's been going around recently. Okay. It's just one of those things where, like, one in a million, but it happened.
Yeah,
you know, and shit happens. I think it was an accident. This woman is a little cold. She's German. That's really the problem here. She's German. She says at one point, she's like,
she's in the mountains. It's freezing.
Yeah.
It's freezing. She's in France. Yeah. She's like, she says, I don't fucking smile at the neighbors because I'm German. That's a German thing. And he's like, you don't smile at all. I think she is a little cold. I think it obviously is a strained relationship, but I don't think she killed this guy. Because also, I don't think it's a guaranteed death if she pushes him out the window.
Right.
I also don't think same reason why I doubt the suicide. That's not a definite... Unless you're like head diving into the thing, and even then, it's
I thought the argument as far as hitting him with a blunt object, like the prosecutor was trying to say. They said hit her in the head, then pushed him over.
Yeah,
there'd be more blood up top.
Yeah, there'd be something.
It's like no one, you wouldn't have hit him because just pulling the knife or the axe or whatever out, there'd be blood on the house or somewhere else.
And like they said, she'd already have to be like over the fucking railing
if there was not going to be any blood anyplace, right? So exactly, it's like this doesn't really add up.
Yeah, I think freak accident. Happening to a cold woman who could maybe show a little remorse anyway. I mean, you did lose your husband, and she did, like, there's no showing of the funeral. There's no, like, real family showing up to talk about her. And it's very, like, here's the court case, which I like. This movie did not feel like almost any other movie I've seen. I've been trying to come up with a movie that feels close to it, and I can get moments or, like, characters that remind me of other things. Girl with the dragon tattoo, for whatever reason, whether it just be that it's European and there's other languages.
I still haven't seen that one. So.
Oh, I love that movie.
Can't
speak
to
it. Well, I only seen the Fincher one, but love that. But yeah, this movie.
No, I mean, the courtroom, when you're not giving closing arguments, that's wild. I mean, does that ever happen? That's like the big part.
Yeah.
They get to do their plea for innocence or whatever. Like, to cut that out is. It's crazy that they could have so much compelling court time and not show that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then did you like that they show, you know, that you kind of, you're hearing the recording of the husband, but then you get to see it play out, and that's really the only interaction.
I like that.
That was pretty intense, right?
Yeah.
That scene was like, while it's happening, I'm going, man, this is going on a long time, but it was also like, I'm very much invested.
It was a very realistic argument.
I was very invested.
Very realistic spat. My only, and it's not a grievance, it's an obvious choice, and I think the movie's better for it overall, but I still have that yearning where it's like, I want to see them get violent. I want to know if she's telling the absolute truth, or it's like, I only slapped him once. It sounds like someone was getting like kicked in the ribs on the floor at certain points, but then she's like, he was hitting himself.
And then hitting the wall. And Michael, that thud, that's consistent, because it's like he was hitting something like with that dead thud.
See, that's what I thought connected with the accident, because like when she said he used to hit himself, maybe he hit himself up on that attic space and he lost coordination and accidentally fell or something.
Yeah.
Or he just got violent with himself, got amped up.
He missed a stud, starts hitting himself in the face, falls over the railing.
Right.
Yeah, this guy was a doofus.
The classic blunder of bloopers and blunders.
And the serious thing is, like, if you believe that he did try to kill himself already by like aspirin and drinking or whatever, it's like that's the type of person who's probably not going to throw themselves out of a third story window. It's like,
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think that leads me to believe that he could have committed suicide. That's an attempt.
Yeah, I just feel like it doesn't match up. I don't know. Like I said, too, unless you're like nosediving, that's not a guaranteed death.
Which I guess he led with his head.
He could have been sitting on the railing, you know what I mean, with either his back to the room or his back to the window, back outwards, you know what I mean?
No, and the truth is, any of this is possible.
Yeah.
And they don't say any of this stuff in the... This would all be like what you'd expect to happen in the trial.
Mm-hmm. I like when she said something when she was like giving her big speech at one point. She said, like, I could say a lot of bad things about him. That doesn't make it true. And he could say a lot of bad things about
with
me.
The
that
therapist.
Doesn't make it true. And that almost just connects it with the death. It's like, what is true? Mm-hmm. Neither of them could be true. It doesn't really matter. What matters is who they were to each other, basically.
Right.
And then there's that moment later where the I don't know what you'd call her, but she's court ordered to just watch the kid.
Yes.
Where she goes, you have to just decide what your truth is. And I'm like, okay, now I'm seeing what is going on in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the thing.
Yeah, that court ordered nanny. I'm like, do we have to pick someone who looks exactly like the boy? Same face, same hairstyle. I kept looking at it and being like, they could have picked anybody else for this role.
I didn't
know. I don't know.
It
just bothered me a little bit.
Maybe it was a real life relative of the kid. I don't know.
Related to the actor, you're saying?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I don't know, though.
The lead actress, we haven't said, but she was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought she was phenomenal, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was so good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the guy? Did you like the guy?
Which guy? The husband?
He only really has his big scene with that argument, I feel like.
Right. Seeing him in person was kind of jarring. Like, seeing him acting, like, he's only in pictures
right
prior.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing him actually around was like, whoa, we're here now. We're this is the guy.
And I thought he seemed like a guy that wanted to kill himself.
What'd you make of the argument they were having? Because at first I was on his side, and then after a little bit of all her like explaining the situation, I'm like, no, I'm on her side, and you kind of sound like not a jerk, but someone who's like, it's like, see reason.
Mm-hmm.
See reason. Like, and making, I'm also being cool about this until we just, you keep talking circles.
He's
how many times is he going to say, I need to make time for writing in the same conversation?
No, he's making many excuses for himself. Yeah. He has an answer for everything. And and you got to believe that kid that conversation happened in the car.
Right.
And that really, to me, shows like, well, no, this guy was thinking about it. He was considering ending it, I think. If you're talking to your kid about that and that weird, and the way he's talking about the dog being like, this is the best dog. Like, yeah, this is this guy's.
This
like,
is him saying, like, I'm amazing.
Yes.
I do everything for this family.
The weight of the world is
on me. I anticipate your
needs
before you, and I do. It's like, well, you're a parent, dude. It's like you're patting yourself on the back for doing what you're supposed to
and
do.
And the sacrifice that you made, but, you know, it
and
was.
Your writing stinks. And your music choice is annoying. Underneath the house, Dad. You made, the fucking attic, Dad.
You made one premise.
Yeah.
One note about that kid giving that, telling that story.
Yeah.
Like, it was very gripping. And then at the very end, he tells everybody, I think when he was talking about the dog, he was talking about it. I was like, we know. We all know. We got it. He's like, I think it was a metaphor for himself. It's like, yeah.
Dude, well, how we good would it have been if, like, after he said that, the entire courtroom, like, gasped audibly?
Wait a minute.
Like, oh,
tell
shit,
the story again.
Yes, now I want from the top. From the top.
Yeah.
Do you think he made up that story, though?
No.
No, I don't think.
I don't think, because it's not like the kid was in cahoots with the mom.
No, but he takes it so to heart when the nanny tells him, like, you have to make a choice of what you believe, which is also something I don't think that's true in life. I don't think that's responsible to tell a kid. If you're unsure of something, you're allowed to be like, I don't know what I saw. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Life is crazy. I'm not going to just pick one thing. I'd rather the kid be like, I'm willing to bend the truth or bend what I know because I don't want my mom to go to jail. And, like, you know, and not that he's doing it to protect her because he thinks she murdered his dad, but rather some freak accident happened. Everyone thinks my mom did it, but I can't see my mom murdering somebody.
Right.
You know?
Also, that lady was put in, like, that was an incredibly intense, difficult spot right there.
Yeah.
And she does not go over the line. She does, like, you know, that's her job. Mm-hmm. Not to, obviously, but, you know, fucking help me or whatever the kid says. And I don't know. You got to say something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't appreciate the kid cussing.
That was inappropriate. Yeah.
If there was anything,
if she hit him after, she's like, "Listen, I'm still older than you, right? Let's watch it."
If there's anything for me, it's that she's off now, off of trial. She's been what's the word?
What is
found
that?
Innocent? There's a word,
I guess. Yeah, in my head, I'm saying
vindicated.
The word in my head is inaugurated, and I know that's not the right word.
She's been inaugurated.
Exonerated.
Exonerated.
Exonerated. Woo, baby.
Give us a soundboard. Come on, hit me with that.
Yeah.
Ooh. anyway, what was the point now? I was so happy I remembered it.
I don't know.
Exonerated.
So she's exonerated. And then the whole having to go to the restaurant, that dragged on for me forever. What was the point of the restaurant?
Yeah.
Get home.
See, that almost made me feel a little bit like maybe she was guilty. But at the same time, she was celebrating. But I felt like, why didn't she just go?
Well, she calls the kid, okay, and they have some type of conversation, and she's so happy that he wants it back, but it was like, okay, then we'll go to dinner first. We don't know exactly what was said, but it was like, whatever it was like, in some time, come over.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, and she was happy about that, and so she said, okay, so let's go to dinner then.
Mm-hmm.
In
my head, it does read a little odd to be out celebrating and stuff, but here's the thing, is like, you gotta almost think, this movie's so real life that, like, yeah, you're in court all day. We just want, it's like, we gotta eat. We gotta eat. We'll go to this restaurant. We're at the restaurant. Yeah, drinks. We just fucking won. Mm-hmm. Load off our shoulders. It's a little weird, but it's like, what was more crazy to me is because in that moment, you're like, all right, what's gonna come out between the lawyer and her now? What's their past?
Mm-hmm.
And you think there's almost gonna be some romantic thing there, which is like, not a great look, you know, so quickly after your husband, right after you get inaugurated, right after, bitch. but they kind of keep it adult, and they keep it, they don't, nothing happens, and I'm not saying nothing, they're not saying nothing will happen in the future, maybe,
yeah,
but like, for now, this is good enough for today, let's try to, you know, not make a mess of this situation.
Yeah, I don't even mind celebrating, but it was just sort of that, the thing that comes out, she goes, it's like, I'm waiting for them to give me something,
yeah.
Like, we won.
Yeah.
And then he goes, maybe we expect too much. And I was like, okay, but what does that have? Does that tie into anything else? Like, not really, right? Like, no. With the rest of the movie, him just saying, sometimes we expect too much. And she's like, yeah, maybe.
Well, like, I think, well,
I guess that's it.
I think it kind of speaks to their past. And maybe, like, he's even saying that of himself. Like, maybe we expect too much. Like, I've expected something out of this, but really, you just needed a friend. You needed a friend who has happened to be a lawyer. You know what I mean? Because that's the vibe you get the whole time. He says at one point, he's like, I was crazy in love with you. And she almost just deflects and doesn't acknowledge it. The lawyer says it to her at one point, yeah. They're drinking.
Oh.
They're drinking night before the trial is over.
At the house.
Yeah, at the house. And he says, he's like, jeez. He's describing her, and then he goes, and I was mad. She's like, do you remember me back then? He's like, yeah, you were this, you were that, and I was madly in love with you. Mm-hmm. Or like hopelessly in love with you, because obviously she didn't reciprocate.
Right.
Yeah, ladies, keep those guys in your back pocket. Might need a lawyer 20 years down the line.
The ones that went to law school, yeah.
But who knows? Maybe she regretted it. Maybe she regretted not being with this guy because the guy she's with makes excuses for not being a better working writer and stuff. And I don't know. Based on their argument, I was very much on her side by the end of it. Other than her being like cold about it. She was very German about it, but she was making a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Even the English thing. She's like, yeah, we speak English because it's a middle ground. Mm-hmm. It's neither of our thing, you know?
Yeah.
I thought she was being very generous. She was even mentioning like the part where like she used that passage in his book for her book.
Yeah.
And she was saying like, just write your book. I'll write a thing that says I was influenced by it. Right. I'll admit to it. I'll cop to it. And he goes like, still doesn't want to write.
And 17 pages out of 300. It's like, yeah, write your own book. People will be interested. If anything, it'll probably sell because it's affiliated with this other one.
Yeah.
And the truth is someone has to make money. So she goes and sells books. Money, yeah. That money's still going to the kid. They're still supporting whatever's happening because he's not doing it. So at a certain point, how mad could you possibly be?
And then she did mention that she thought maybe he was egging on this argument for dialogue for the book. And that's why he was recording it.
Well, once you find out he's recording them in secret, you go, oh, this guy's a little fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, there's more than just, you know, I'm a writer. And it's like, no, you're recording your family in secret. That's fucked up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the publisher's not into it.
Yeah.
Right.
You kind of find that out.
Right. That they ignore his text.
The psychologist on the stand was a little weird.
Everyone they brought to the stand was very pointedly trying to frame her as guilty.
Mm-hmm. Not the first interviewer.
Actually, the first woman was, I like that. She goes, yeah, and possibly I'll be president. Right. And they're like, please. And she's like, yeah, exactly. It's like anything is possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did love that prosecutor, though. Did love the, what do they call him? The advocate prosecutor or something? He had some official title. But the bald guy in the red. Ewan McGregor.
Yeah,
he was just
David Spader, man, I'm telling you.
I'd love to understand French to like watch, because you read so fast, then you go up to their face.
Yeah.
But his expressions and the way he moved around the court, he's very Italian about it. He's very Italian about like presenting his argument. It was I could have watched it for. Understand why people get tied into these real life legal, you know, O.J. Simpson.
He was
all these
very
cases.
Good at keeping the point. Keeping to the point and asking questions in a way that was like nudging.
It was a great courtroom drama in the sense where every time Baldy put them in a corner, you get our guy coming out and being like, no. Like, hold on. You got to think about it like this. And you go, I didn't think about it like that. That's what a good lawyer does. Is be like, I hear what he's saying, but think about this. And you go, oh, yeah.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's like you need to be sure.
Because they're trying to find motives, but they're just like, this is all just life and a relationship.
Yeah. There was no like life insurance taken out on him or anything.
Well, there's no talk of any of that.
Yeah, none of that.
And it seems like there was no money really to go around. So,
right. Well, they lived in a nice chalet? I don't know.
Chalet. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because the kid says that too at one point. He goes, a lot of this has been how. And he goes, but we have to look to why. And then there was just like a beat and no one said anything.
Mm. Yeah, the kid's dropping dimes. And he's fucking 10-year-olds. Like,
yeah, was that supposed to be? What was that about?
The advocate prosecutor should have went up to him afterwards and be like, you want an internship? You want an internship?
I do like a job.
And then he does that in front of his face again. Kid grabs his hand. Like, you got the job.
Hey. He's like, no one's listening to this kid, right? Everyone knows. So clearly he's just trying to save his stupid mom.
We're going to listen to some blind kid? He drops that on him. I think it was just a freak accident. I don't know what he was doing up there. Maybe he could have been toying with suicide and then accidentally fell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Some people just like that, the call of the void. They want to stand on the edge, you know?
Anything is possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she gets...
Yeah. I think OJ was innocent, too.
Exonerated.
I got lots of hot takes. No, no.
Even hearing the dog step before he got into bed, even that, I was like, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was the dog.
I thought it was Paul Dano as a spider.
As the spider came back.
You can rest now, skinny human.
We got away with murder.
Yeah, until the credits rolled, I was still waiting for her to be like, I don't know, have her, who was the guy in the HBO documentary series talking to himself in the bathroom? Of course I killed him.
Oh, yeah, the
jinx. I was
jinx.
Expecting yeah, the jinx. I was waiting for her to just mutter to her dog and be like, yeah. We got away with it. We got away with it, Snoop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in one way, you're half thinking that, but you're like, there's no way. That would be such a dumb thing to do. But then you're like, well, then we're going to see something, some evidence, like, you know, your weapon.
I was waiting for the murder weapon.
But then it's like, a bloody murder weapon is going to be overlooked. They were reenacting it in the house.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And they just so quickly just like, and you know, it's so easy to dispose of a murder weapon.
Yeah.
They just a one line. And I'm thinking, no, it isn't. What, they throw it in a dumpster? They're up in the mountains.
It kind of is. But also at the same time, it's more, it wouldn't be disposing in my head. It'd just be like, yeah, I put that piece of wood back and wiped it clean. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I don't know, you're surrounded by blunt objects. There's six things in this room you could break over somebody's head and kill them with.
All right,
know?
But then you have to clean it all.
Oh,
you have 30 minutes to clean it all and do it without your son knowing.
Right, right, right.
So, no, not real. Like, it's not that easy.
I'm just saying, you hit him with a bowling pin. You wipe it down with a wet rag. That's it. That's all you need to do. But then I guess you got a bloody rag. Now you got two pieces of it.
The rag.
Yeah, this is how murders go.
Now you burn the rag. Now you got a pile of ashes. What'd you just burn?
Right.
Them?
This all is right. Why the perfect murder is so hard.
I know. This was it, though. She stabbed him with an icicle.
Right.
Yeah. The classic. Yeah.
Which is kind of, that's good. Part of this, too. They're like, it hit it. What do you call it? The head made contact with the...
And then all that snow melted.
And all the ice melted.
Yeah, it was a warm day.
Blood's right on the floor.
That's another reason why I don't think she did it. It's like everything was so perfectly aligned. I refused. I don't think a woman like that... That was another movie you kind of reminded me of. Gone Girl.
Never saw
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you're saying, is this woman just like intensely intelligent and can orchestrate this shit? Mm. And no, she's just a writer. She's not even a super successful writer. She's translating articles for her spare money in her free time. You know, she's a working writer for sure. Her books sell enough. Now she's going to be set for life probably from this, trial. Yeah, I don't see her doing it. I think it's just one of those weird things where the universe lines up and this dude does something. Maybe he a half second of misjudgment, it costs him his life. Happens to people every day.
I feel like at some points during this movie, they were like speaking a different language. Did anyone else find that? I was like, what is this? But they had the words on the screen, so.
That helps.
That kept me in it.
Yeah.
Dennis is upset.
Sometimes I feel like Dennis I just want to read the body language. I don't want the subtitles.
Right? I watched it with a Korean dub on.
Oh, wow. That's confusing.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I don't know. Excellent movie, though. I didn't do any reading on, like, the director. Are we going to see more out of this person? Is this their first go?
I liked it a lot. I watched it a second time. That's how much I liked it. But, yeah, I didn't look up a single thing. It has, like, 97 or 98 on Rotten Tomatoes, so everyone, I guess, liked it. Yeah.
She's done some stuff before.
The director?
Yeah. But this is a big big breakthrough movie. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Probably be a big follow-up.
The Anatomy of a Trip.
Yeah.
The Anatomy of Spring.
And there'd be a whole
Yes.
Four seasons.
Anatomy of a Hop.
Like that, yeah.
I just love that it was just very like a simple premise for a movie, because you get these super complicated stories sometimes in movies, and just what this was going for. And again, it didn't feel, it had moments of horror that it felt like the way it was shot, like a quick zoom in or a quick zoom out. There was that one scene where they're recreating the body falling and they're throwing the bag man out.
Yeah.
Just such a great small things where you're like, God, this is like
very effective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Throwing that body off. And then later on, they would show like him actually doing it.
Right. Right.
Like diving down.
Yeah.
That was
another scene that stood out is in the courtroom at one point. there's a long scene where it's focused on the boy. It's like a one shot of the boy, and both sides of the courtroom are not even addressing him. I think they're talking about him, and it just, the camera just keeps going from one side to the next while staying on his face and not showing the people speaking.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and
that was great.
That was good.
Yeah, the kid. Kid could use a haircut, but other than that,
they did a pretty close zoom on his hair at one point too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was his profile that came real tight
right,
on that.
I know the scene. Yeah, yeah.
On that hair.
What'd you think of his piano playing?
That was that. You know, that it added tension. There was a lot of tension building in this movie, and it definitely added tension. And then I liked it 1 year later, and he's better at it.
He's better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He's only playing the same song over and over.
Yeah. So, yeah. He's been doing it for a year.
Be at it, but he can't sing.
Yeah. Right, that's true.
How about some chapsticks, kid? Maybe some Elton John. Someone a little happier. I mean, you're playing this fucking dark Chopin.
Yeah.
Right? I think it was Chopin.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, in the hands of different actors, though, maybe not as effective. These people really brought it.
Yeah.
The kid, the mom.
Yeah.
She was, because she did, that was tough. The scene when she has to break down in the car because she's the kid sends her away.
Yeah.
But she's like making that joke in a way that you would, you know, when you make a joke in a time when you're really not, you know, supposed to or whatever.
Yeah.
And then really like,
what's the joke she makes again? I know. What does she say?
That money isn't happiness.
That's right.
But you'd rather cry in a car than a subway or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I've heard something like that.
What do you make of the kid sending her away?
That was rough to watch. That was.
I think it adds to why we all believe that she didn't kill it. Kill him, and that, like, meaning the kid wasn't lying. He wasn't doing anything to defend his mother. He was telling the truth.
But why send her away, though?
I think he wanted to just make up his own decision. And
yeah,
he didn't want,
and he's
any,
gonna
yeah.
poison the dog, and maybe she.
Oh, maybe to poison the dog,
she'd get in the way.
That's actually the most right. That makes sense. Then, yeah.
Doesn't she? Yeah, there's no, you know, he can go and do this experiment, which is pretty brutal.
I thought he was gonna try and make a move on the nanny. This is probably our last night together. I'm testifying tomorrow.
We can all hope. We can hope for that. How do you get a dog to stick its tongue out like this and like pretend,
dude? I don't know
that it's not doing well.
So you didn't think it was a puppet at any point? I thought it may have been like a puppet.
It looks so real.
I know.
And then it snaps out of it at certain points.
So puppets are good nowadays.
Puppets.
What?
Puppets.
Oh,
I never even thought about that. That's branding. Trademark that.
The vomit was clearly like shot from not its mouth.
Yeah.
If you were to watch it, like, you know, it comes from like this side and then he's back. Yeah. But still, to before that, I don't know how you get a dog to do that. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was. Maybe I'm.
I was surprised the kid putting two and two together thinking about the dog having had eaten the dad's aspirin out of the vomit.
Right.
That was kind of some detective shit on his
part. Well, he smelt it, which I guess he does a lot of smelling.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then drinking the water.
This kid's like Daredevil. He's got super hearing.
It was pretty cool, It was pretty good. I mean,
he fucks up the tape thing, though. Once he fucked up the tape thing, I started to be like, this kid might be the unreliable narrator in a way. You know, that's kind of a... Especially because how tough is it to double down and be like, I wouldn't confuse those two. 12 hours later, I confused those two.
You know, yeah,
I
that.
Did. I messed up. And you got all these, like, very serious adults around you being like, kid, your dad's dead. What tape was it?
But that's true. You could be like, you know, you're, how old is he? 11 years old?
Yeah, he's like 10, 11.
I mean, you know.
But everything's explained away, too, where it's like, well, trauma affects the memory. It's like, oh, all right, trauma affects the memory.
How often has he went out with the dog?
Memories
a million times?
Right.
Yeah. And memories also always. They say in courtroom anyway, like, memory is so inadmissible sometimes. Because
firsthand eyewitness, people don't remember.
You ever watch that video? It's like three people wearing a white T-shirt, three people wearing a black T-shirt, and they're passing two balls between each other. And you're supposed to say, count how many times each person passes the ball, and you count it. It's like 20-second video. And then it says, did you notice the bear walk through the room?
Oh.
And you go, what? And then you watch it again, and a fucking guy in a bear suit just walks through the middle of the room, and you don't notice it at all.
No, I never saw this.
And it's one of those things where, like, you know, your professor in college reads you the article and then asks you questions about it 5 minutes later, and you're putting all this personal shit on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, well, the man was, and he's like, never said it was a man. And you're like, oh, you know.
Right.
People are dumb. This kid's dumb. He's dumb and blind. He doesn't know what happened.
Or are you saying that
your brain just starts putting things
yeah,
together?
Yeah, your brain puts yeah. fills in blanks. Right. You know, it's, don't trust it's yourself.
Or are you saying a bear got into the attic? And nobody saw it. Nobody
for
noticed.
A minute I thought the, for a minute, I thought the kid doubled back and did it while the mom was like in bed.
Oh,
and I thought it was
going to
be one of those like the good son situations.
Oh.
Like, oh, this kid's devious, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Or like you fucking got me blinded. I'll throw you off this roof or something, you know? But no. Turns out it was just an accident, probably.
Right.
Probably.
Most likely.
Could have been.
That's the truth I choose to believe.
Right. You get to decide.
Yeah.
Decided.
Le décide.
Every once in a while, one of the words in French was like, I could see it in English. It's like, yes. That's absolutely. Decide is like decided. And I'm like, oh, you're saying decide.
When the advocate prosecutor was like, oh, the one time you were a bad person was on audio recording? Oh, bad luck. I could fly here and be like, oh, like the bad luck in particular. I forgot I said like something chance. And I was like, oh, yeah, bad chance.
Fat chance.
Bad chance. Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounded like.
Right.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, good movie.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It's great.
Stream it, obviously, right?
I mean, oh, yeah. On.
Oh, it's a stream for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do we got next week?
Check it out. Netflix Book Club Podcast on the Instagram.
Is it Flowers of the Summer
I think so.
Moon,
oh,
you're doing
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Killers of the
Sailor
Flower Moon.
Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on something.
It's like 5 hours.
Is it?
It's a long one.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
Did you like it? No
should
spoilers.
Should I hold my opinion?
Yeah, you could go ahead of me.
There are elements of it I liked. I don't know if I liked it as a whole.
Okay.
But I'd say there's two good scenes. No, I'm just
two good scenes.
No, there's more than that.
You heard
that.
It here
I
first.
liked Lily Gladstone, and I thought if her character had more screen time, it would have been better.
I prefer her brother, Joey Gladstone. That's two Full House references in one episode.
Have you been watching Full House or
no.
something?
No. Joey Gladstone, right? That was,
was
the
that,
other guy?
Yeah, I recognize
not
the
uncle,
name.
Not Uncle Jesse and
oh,
Uncle Joey.
Oh, Dave.
Joey Gladstone? Yeah, Dave Coulier. Yeah, Alanis
French?
Morissette's.
Dave Coulier could have been in this.
Wow, what a small French world
how
we live
is
in.
That?
Now, if they flashed back to the husband and it was Dave Coulier, that would have caused a standing ovation in the theater. People would have been stoked. It's like, of course it's Coulier.
Yeah, the Lifetime version of this story, it's Dave Coulier.
Yeah, because right, he's the guy that they wrote You Ought to Know. Yeah, Alanis wrote You Ought to Know about him.
Whoa.
It would have been perfect casting.
Who the killer is by the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really annoy you that
the
much.
The advocate prosecutor comes out. It's like, says here you went down on him in a theater. Get the cot child out of the room. He doesn't even hear this. Yeah. It got real kinky for that kid, dude, in the courtroom. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
The judge warns him. He's like, you know, it's going to get real personal. The kid's like, I could take it. And I'm like, yeah, the kid could take it. And then the mom's like, yeah, I'll fuck anybody. It's like, whoa. Whoa, mom. And then you see her kind of glance over a few times, and you can only assume she's glancing at him, giving these, like, reassuring looks.
Yeah, but he can't see her.
Oh, right. God, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not that. Maybe she's,
well,
looking at the crowd, like, winking, like, she's like, yeah, men, women, I don't give a shit, looks out of the crowd, like,
yeah. She's looking, but he's not.
Do you think there was any flirtation between the interviewer, the college student, and her at the beginning? I didn't think
I didn't get that. I didn't get it.
In the very beginning, the first scene?
Did you feel
that?
I did feel that. Oh.
Yeah, I felt a little tension.
Yeah?
Yeah. I felt that from the main character. I don't know about the interviewer.
Sure.
I felt that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, and they discuss it too, where it's like, was she just excited and happy to see someone out of the ordinary, and she had a glass of wine, and she was very interested in who this person was, or was she possibly seeking a new chance to cheat on her husband after she kills him? You
know? She is feeling very isolated, and she moved to a town where he knows everybody, and she knows no one. So that's a big part of it.
And maybe the truth of the story being, I took the premise from my husband, she's not thrilled or excited to have to go through this whole story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and explain what that is, or make something else up.
Yeah.
Sounds like she could have used a Netflix book club herself. You know?
Bringing people together through the power of cinema.
Yeah. Maybe if she testified, she said the only thing that was keeping me
what
going
are you, an idiot?
Was the podcast that
was it,
hosted by Mike and Dennis.
American podcast? How do you say Netflix book club? Cut to the judge. It's like, I love Netflix book club!
Case dismissed.
Start doing the song. Do 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 do.
It's good. I like that.
That's a good promo.
Yeah, writing. We should write the pod into every movie.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
True narcissism.
Skinny human. What is this?
It's a podcast.
They have good chemistry.
Anoush, it's a podcast.
What does he say? Not for comfort. He's like for easing the pain or something. What does he remember? Nutella.
It's for easing the pain.
It's for
the toilet, I forget now.
The rumbling of the toilet.
It's soothing.
It soothes me. I know it annoys you, human. But it soothes me.
This podcast is like your toilet pipe. It's like, yes. I will allow this podcast.
Oh. This is another advertisement for Spaceman. I've seen a lot of billboards for Spaceman around the city.
Are they floating around?
Oh, hey.
Listen.
Space.
It's space.
Yeah.
Where were you?
You're sandbagging me, are you?
Oh, he's done it again.
Does that count?
Yes.
They're doing a Happy Gilmore 2.
No, are they really not?
Yes, they are.
For real?
Ding, ding, ding. Hit it.
And the guy just died. I just missed him.
Another guy died, yeah.
The gator got him?
Well, that guy died, but then the other guy who goes, you will not make this putt, you jackass. Guy, yeah, that guy died.
Joe Flaherty.
Oh, he died?
Joe Flaherty
died.
And Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's died, yeah.
The curse of Happy Gilmore.
But then also, what's the guy? Well, what's the guy's name?
35 years old.
It's all in the hips. Yeah. His name's escaping me. He's dead, too.
Who?
Chubbs in the movie.
It's all in the hips.
The character Chubbs. Name? The actor's name?
He was in Predator. He was in Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Carl.
Yeah.
Joey Gladstone.
Carl. Yeah, isn't it Carl?
Carl.
That's his last name. Oh.
Carl.
Withers.
Carl Withers.
Withers, yeah.
Withers. Withers.
Yeah.
He was in Rocky.
Woo.
Yes.
Wasn't he?
Right, yes.
Yeah. He was...
Yeah.
Okay. He was...
needed to get
Adrian,
that out.
Right?
They're all dead.
Adrian.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah.
Gilmore.
Yeah, that's an odd one, right? I didn't realize that many people.
Well, he has it is odd that there's so many people dead, yeah.
Yeah.
But Sandler just has to keep making moves. The contract is whatever it is, 20-something or more.
Yeah, but we'll watch him. You
know? Oh, I can't. Happy Gilmore, too? I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's par for the course.
Let's go.
That's a home run.
That's an extra point.
Foul on the play. All right, we got to wrap this up. We got to go.
Yeah, thanks for doing the pod, bro.
Happy 200 years.
Hey,
episodes,
yeah,
guys.
Thanks, man. Where can I find you? Plug your socials.
Find me at WillPapora on Instagram.
You got to give us one. We're doing it. Before we go.
We're doing it.
This is not evidence.
Oh, le petite.